from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
First Kubiak as Clay and Clint. One was for New Orleans, one was for the San Francisco 49ers. Why do I think that the younger Kubiak for the 49ers is helping the drop back passing game? I watched Josh Dobbs throw 21 times in the second quarter. And this is a team that their ethos is running the ball. And I still believe they're going to get back to that ethos and they're going to run and all that. But there were a lot of scripted back shoulder throws and drop back plays. They went 4 and 5 wide in the red zone multiple times the last couple of weeks. I actually think Kubiak, if he is part of this influence, maybe it's also just Shanahan and I'm underselling how much of his philosophy is starting to evolve. I think Kubiak's influence on the drop back passing game is going to have a really, really, really good effect on this team moving forward.
Well, he's the offensive passing game specialist. So he specializes in the offensive pass attack and the pass attack for the 49ers. Now, they'll get the 3 or 4 or 5 wides. Hell, they were in 5 wide on 3rd and 5 in the Super Bowl. Remember that? And pass got batted down. So we've seen 3 to 4 or 5 wide receiver sets.
Don't talk about that.
No, I mean, it's something we've seen with this team before. Brock runs a lot of 4 and 5 wide sets. Now, the problem I have with the 4 or 5 wide sets is, you know, Deebo and Ayuk are solid, but the rest, other than that, and Christian McCaffrey in the slot, I need another guy with speed. Like, I always got to have that burner in there. So Kittle's fine. McCaffrey's cool. Debo.
That's why I like Ayuk.
But I like having the speed. One guy that's just got blazing speed where it's like, if I get him in a one-on-one situation, I'll take my chances with getting him the football.
The really good offenses over the years always had that burner dude.
Yeah.
You know, like Oz Hakeem. Like, I'm thinking about those early 2000s Rams, right? And they had Ricky Prohl, and they just had random dudes. Right. Harry Douglas, Gage in Atlanta for so many years.
Like Taylor Gabriel.
Taylor Gabriel, great example. You know, like I look at some of these great teams. You're not going to use that guy to throw 120 times at, but if you can use him on the jet sweep like they did yesterday and utilize him to just open things up and clear stuff out, I think Cowens could be a very productive player for this team. And this is where I go back to the Pearsall thing. It's like, dude, Pearsall, like right now, like, I mean, for fans, this isn't for the team, but for the fans, it's like, Cowens is soaring up our board, and my thoughts of Ricky Pearsall couldn't be lower. I just haven't seen him.
Dude, I like this overreaction from the 925, extended the bubble text line. Overreaction. This is Charvarius Ward's last season with the 49ers. Deamonor Lenore enters elite conversation. Renardo Green, quality number 2 corner.
You know, I've heard from a variety of people that they're really looking at Deamonor Lenore as a star. The Niners are.
Yes.
And I know that part of the Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams kind of domino effect of financials does affect the Amador Lenore because they want to carve out money for him. They do. They value him that way. I don't think that's an overreaction. I think that's a great assessment as you look down the pipeline.
Right. Michael Silver wrote an article about this a couple weeks ago in the Chronicle. Like, we're looking at San Francisco's next star, and it is Amador Lenore. And I just go back to the first video, which they got fined for when he's in the rookie OTAs and he's playing press man and he's just jamming dudes up. Lenore can play, man. He is solid. And he mentioned it, actually. He was talking to Richard Sherman. I don't know if it was on that podcast or Richard Sherman podcast, but I forgot where I saw from. Just over the weekend. And he was talking about last year. He thought he was fighting for his job. 2 years ago, he thought he was fighting for his job. And they go up to Minnesota for joint practices. And he's going up against Justin Jefferson in one-on-ones. And Shanahan is standing behind him, watching like a hawk. And he breaks up a pass, and he looks at Shanahan, and Shanahan's smiling. He was like, because he thought he was in the doghouse.
Interesting.
He said he was in the doghouse. He was like, dude, I'm trying to work myself out the doghouse. I don't think I'm going to make this team. What the hell's going on? And he talked about.
Did he say doghouse?
He said doghouse.
Boy, the Shanahan.
We're
going to start calling him Snoopy.
Dude,
My God.
That's why I got a lot of respect for Ayuk. He made it out the doghouse. Let's not act like we didn't see Dante Pettis in the doghouse and just get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse.
Who has more people in the doghouse? Don Nelson? Shanahan.
That's a great question.
They're very similar.
They're very similar in that. And if you make it out their doghouse, they'll love you for life. Now, I don't know what's going on with Ayuk and Shanahan. Maybe there's a disconnect there. And we'll get to some sound about Ayuk in just a second. But Amador Lenore talked about this in Detroit practices. And he told Ambry Thomas, I got Justin Jefferson. I need these reps, which is crazy, which shows you everything about Ambry Thomas. Like, dude, you needed those reps. But Amador Lenore followed Justin Jefferson everywhere. And he said that's when he felt like he won Shanahan over in those joint practices in Minnesota and got up out the doghouse. Now this guy, he plays at the side. If I'm not mistaken, 2022, when they beat Detroit in week 2 against Philadelphia. Now, I could be wrong here, but Philadelphia, from their own goal line, threw a bomb. Mm. And remember, they got inside the Niners' 5-yard line. And I believe it was Lenore who got cooked on that play. But he chased down the receiver at the time.
Okay.
And he chased him down to save a touchdown. I said, you know what? I like the effort. You got burnt. Next play mentality, but you saved the touchdown. The Niners ended up having the goal line stand and kept the Eagles out the end zone. So Lenore's come a long way, man. Come a long way. If I'm not mistaken, he was the same corner in that play. But I feel good about corners overall.
I do too. It just feels like their deepest. It feels that the cornerback position has been a soft spot for the team for 25 or 30 years, doesn't it? They've had one good corner.
We've always talked about it.
Maybe they've had a second that's solid, like Shante Spencer Ahmed Plummer.
Shante Spencer out of where?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Second round pick, number 36.
Come on, man. He was solid.
He was solid, but he would always have like the broken hand.
Ahmed Plummer was good, and he just
hurt
retired out of nowhere.
Well, he hurt his neck. But they were very good. Like, that was also like early 2000s. You know, so it's been quite some time.
Carlos Rogers had a year.
Okay, and Terrell Brown had a year.
Terrell Brown had a year. Chris Culliver had a really good rookie year.
And who was the other? Tremaine Brock.
Yeah, he had a year.
You know, like, you Robinson. Can find a guy having a year. It's not about having a year. Can you be like good across the board? Right. That's been one of their weaknesses. Now it feels like they got guys like Renardo Green. Clearly, they worked him on the inside and the outside. He was guarding Olave on the inside and on the outside yesterday. Now, Olave only played a couple of snaps, but Olave's a solid receiver.
Yep. No, he's solid. He is solid. He made some plays there. He slipped on one route. He gets to wherever he wants to get to. I thought Sammy Womack III actually appeared yesterday.
I like Womack.
Wasn't bad. I'm not mad. Like, is your last corner on the roster? Yeah, Darryl Luter Jr. By the way, we got about 5 minutes. 5 minutes, folks. 5 minutes. We're giving you a chance to come in and have breakfast with the Roast Friday, September 6th, to kick off football season with us. Listen all week. Listen, all week between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, we have 10 spots we're giving away, plus you can bring somebody along for the ride. So 20 people in total. We're going to do this every single day this week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.